Elliot, it's now 6:13 here on your Wednesday morning. Well, Richard Robson lives here in Thunder Bay. He's been working as a chiropractor for over 3 decades. And in that time, he's seen a recurring problem in patients. It bothers him so much, he wrote an entire book about it. Now, Robson's book is called The Wiggle in Your Walk Must Go. Richard Robson, good morning.
Good morning.
I laughed when I looked at the book because, okay, The Wiggle in Your Walk. I mean, I think as females, we all kind of think that's the kind of wiggle we're talking about. But not quite, eh?
Not quite.
Okay.
No.
So tell me more.
Well, we're not talking about the put-on wiggle, the runway wiggle, or the model wiggle. We're talking about another type of wiggle that is very common in our society, and that's basically what we're dealing with. It's a wiggle that's created primarily from a change in the motion patterns through the pelvis and the hips.
So tell me more. I mean, how do you see it?
It's visual. You can see it. That's very common. It's kind of funny. I get into trouble with my wife all the time walking down malls because I'm forever looking at rear ends from behind, and she's elbowing me, you know, to stop me from doing that. But it's very easy to see if you know what you're looking for. But it's a wiggle that is it's not like a waddle. It's not like you're waddling down the hall. It's just a slight wiggle and a hitch in it that you have.
That hitch. Now I know what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about. Okay.
Yep.
What causes that?
The pelvic joints will change or lock up for lots of different reasons. It could be trauma. You could fall on your rear end at some point in the past. But for most women, it goes back to having kids. The pelvis, as you are aware, it takes a real beating during in childbirth, and oftentimes it just doesn't realign properly or set itself back up properly afterwards. And a lot of these problems can be traced back to the beginnings of either after or just before, you know, having delivery.
So things change, and our walk changes a bit, and we compensate?
Absolutely. Yep, you certainly do compensate. And it's that compensation that really ends up creating the problems. The wiggle in itself can produce symptoms, but generally speaking, I don't see them in my office until the next stage when it's evolved into something a little more serious. And most people don't take the wiggle very seriously. They know they have it, but it's not really producing a lot of symptoms. Sometimes it can, but not often. And they've had it for a long time by the time they get to my office.
But somehow you've made a book out of this. So this is more than just compensating during your gait. I mean, what is it you want people to know?
Well, I want them to understand that it's the beginning or it could be the beginning of a much larger problem as time goes on. This sits very, very quietly, and if you don't address it, it can certainly lead to premature degeneration of not only the, you know, primarily hip joints and lower back joints. So it's the old argument that you want people to address issues before they become big issues, and that's not in human nature to do that. We all tend to have a tendency to wait until we're dead and dying before we actually do something about it. And this is an attempt to try to tell people who know they have the problem, but they've never really had it described to them or explained to them. It's an attempt to try to get to those people and get them to read it. It's not going to be a New York bestseller, and it's not exactly a holiday read. It's for a specific
group.
It's full
group of exercises. I mean, is this preventative, or what are we doing here?
A larger section. A lot of the people, are when they have it and we finish up with them or we deal with them, they talk about wanting exercises. Well, exercises can tend to be a little bit boring. This is an attempt to try to identify specific muscle problems. Simply going out and doing a generic set of exercises, core exercises and things, are good, but they don't address specific muscle imbalances. You want to be able to analyze which specific muscles are problems, whether they're tight or whether they're weak. And there's a set of 12 tests here that cover 6 major muscle groups, and the tests will determine strengths and weaknesses in various muscle groups. And then you apply that and you transfer that over into an exercise chart that I provide will give you specific exercises for your specific problem. And then you add those exercises. Well, you can do them as a standalone program, but you can certainly add them to your program when you go to the gym or your athletic club or wherever you're going right now to do your exercises. So you tackle your problem specifically, not just as a general exercise program.
And now, you mentioned there are 12. I mean, is this something, can you self-diagnose? I mean,
yes.
How do you do that?
Self-diagnose, the tests are easy to do. You can check the muscles. They're all meant to be done at home. They're very easy to do, and they're very well explained and diagrammed mm-hmm. and things like that in it. But you can tell. I mean, most people, very few people don't know they have a problem. Now, as I say, they don't necessarily see it as a problem, and they've put up with it for a long time. So people will know if they have the problem or not. For example, one of the common ones I get, you take a car ride to Duluth. You go to get out of your car, and it's kind of one of those, you kind of got to get out of your car, wiggle your bum around a little bit. Once you get going, you're fine. But it takes you a while to get going. And it's stuff like that. There are indications of a problem, but not seen as a big problem by people.
How much of this is a factor of aging, too, though? I mean, is it a lifetime of bad habits getting caught up with you, or is this normally what happens to your body?
I'm not a big believer that aging is as big a factor in things as others are. I guess maybe it's because I have such a larger aging population, being in the business as long as I have. But I think it tends to show up more as we go on, but I think the problem has always been there and been there earlier. So I don't place as much emphasis on aging as others do. I think it's just that's the time a lot of people, start to see some of these problems start to show themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly with women, it shows up when people, after the kids have grown up and now they want to get into shape, and they head to the athletic club and they haven't been in a gym or done exercises in years, and all of a sudden they get into some of these programs, the Zumbas and the step aerobics, and before you know it, they got themselves in a bit of trouble and they can't figure out why.
Essentially, our body is a machine that way, isn't it?
Yes. It's a very complicated machine, and it has very specific built-in movement patterns to it. And it doesn't matter whether you're dealing with the pelvic joints or the hip joints or the knee joints. All joints have that specific movement pattern. When you change that movement pattern, if for whatever reason, it starts to wear and tear, and stresses are being applied. The classic analogy is a car with the wheels out of alignment. The wheels are out of alignment because it has minor symptoms. It shimmies and shakes and wiggles around a little bit, but you can still drive it, and oftentimes you can drive it for a long time. But what ends up happening is sooner or later your tires wear out, and you now can replace your tires. Unfortunately, with joint problems, it's not quite that easy. And today there certainly are lots of joint replacements, but that's obviously not a choice most people want to make. So deal with the problem when it's at the shimmy stage and not when it's at the worn out stage.
I love your analogies. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're quite welcome. My pleasure.
Speaking with Richard Robson, a chiropractor in Thunder Bay, author of The Wiggle in Your Walk Must Go. It's available online through Amazon. 21 minutes now past 6 o'clock on your wintry Wednesday morning here in Thunder Bay.